Here's your midday brief for Thursday, May 14th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. The Labor Department says nearly 3 million more workers filed for unemployment in the U.S. last week. That's slightly less than the previous week, but the number of Americans seeking jobless benefits is still at historically high levels. 36.5 million have filed since the lockdowns began. Rick Bright, a government vaccine specialist, told House members today that Trump administration officials resisted his warnings about the coronavirus. Bright said he was transferred out of his job at the Health and Human Services Department because he objected to President Trump's promotion of the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine as a coronavirus treatment. In a tweet, the president called Bright a disgruntled employee and said he shouldn't be working for the government. And McDonald's, the world's largest fast food company, has outlined dozens of changes in a reopening guide for its restaurant owners that was viewed by the Wall Street Journal. Among them, cleaning restrooms every half hour and digital kiosks after every order. All service workers will be required to wear masks and gloves. The company says it wants to reopen, but only when owners are safely ready. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and on the WSJ app.